You know, in this message, Barbara, we're getting really down and open and honest here. And, but friends, I'll tell you the reason we're doing that is we have a lot of people come to us and ask us questions about these issues. What do I do with that son or that daughter that are living in my house and they don't want to follow the rules and the ways of righteousness? Well, and we have them. We recently had them come and talk to us in our meetings, and we hear that quite frequently in a prayer request. Oh, pray for me, my, this is, that's happening. Well, and it's happening because of compromise.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you have to be straight arrow with some of these things and just say, hey, this is the way it is. If you're going to live here, that's the way I do it here. And if you don't want to do that, you know, I understand, but you'll have to go do your thing somewhere else.
Yes.
That means they're going to have to get the marijuana out of your house. They're going to have to get the hard liquor out of your house. They're going to have to boogie. They're going to have to get their pornography out of your house, and they can't use your television set to watch their pornography. That is wrong, and you're compromising, and stop it.
Because remember, that is a spirit. Spirits come with all of this junk. In Proverbs 20, verse 1, it says, wine is a mocker, strong drink a brawler. See, when you get a whole bunch of people together and they're all drinking, there's sooner or later is going to be a brawl. And that happens so frequently here in the Denver metro area, Darren, with parties.
Happens every place.
Oh, all the time.
Now, Barbara, I want to say this to you and to our listeners. If we don't hold the line on certain things, and when God says do this and we don't do that, what we're saying is, in effect, that God's word really isn't true. Okay, now let's follow this down. Let's fast forward this thing. Let's suppose that grandma that has compromised, or grandpa, or dad, or mom, and all of a sudden they need a tremendous miracle in their lives. Now they go to a scripture, but you see they've already built in a condition that, well, God doesn't really mean this. Now why would he really mean he wants to heal you when cancer has attacked your body? See, you've already built in unbelief there. You've learned to live with it. You've learned to dumb down. And see, over time, and so I've seen this, people got really in a fix, on particularly on healing and on finance, but they had compromised. See, the Word of God didn't really mean the Word of God. It didn't really mean it way back there. Well, now does it really mean it? And see, it really affects their faith. Mm-hmm. And then one day, they can't pull up the absolute character of God because they've downplayed that. They put a veil over their eyes, and now they're looking at healing scriptures through that veil, and then it doesn't work for them.
Mm-hmm. That's so true, Darren.
And they have cursed their own future.
We have a power partner who discovered that she had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and she didn't go out in the world. She went to her church and to her friends. She did take chemotherapy. But I'll tell you, Darren, she first went to her church and everybody she knew, in fact, her Christian neighbors that she knew, and she said, I want you to pray for me. And she beat it. Praise God. He cut off that attack from her body, and she's free of that today. Now, if she would have gone out with the worldly crowd and told them that she had cancer, they would have probably said, well, let's go get drunk. I mean, you know.
Or let's talk about this over a drink.
Yeah. Well, here, when I was talking about Proverbs 20, verse 1, I need to end this verse here. Wine is a mocker, strong drink a brawler, and whoever is intoxicated by it is not wise. So you go out with your friends to drink, you're out with a foolish crowd. And God wants you to be wise. He wants you to have discretion. Here there are six things, and seven, that the Lord hates, Darren, in Proverbs 6:16. And I don't know why Solomon said there are six things which the Lord hates. Yes, even seven. Maybe that's because the number seven is a completion number. God hates pride. He hates haughty eyes. He hates a lying tongue. And what you said is a little white lie is a lie. It is. A lie is a lie is a lie. And if you are used to exaggerations to get people's attention or to draw attention to yourself, quit it. Exaggerations are lies. And, you know, for instance, I made $10,000 last year. Well, you up it a little bit, and I made $15,000 last year. That's a lie. And we have to stop that. We have to stop exaggerating. So, number one, haughty eyes or pride. Number two, a lying tongue. God hates liars. Number three, hands that shed innocent blood. And we know, of course, Darren, that not only the killing of children, but the killing of the unborn child is so hated by God. Number four, a heart that devises wicked plans. Someone that's always scheming and planning how to get even or how to get something for nothing.
I think, and also how to take advantage of someone.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Widows. Do you know there are so many scams for the elderly.
Exactly.
And they're taken for thousands of dollars. So God hates that. A heart that's continually scheming. Feet that run rapidly to evil. That means, boy, they're running to go to the liquor store or to the gangs or the parties or...
Or like here in Colorado, you can go to the racetrack. You can go up to the gambling casinos up in the mountains.
Yeah, the run rapidly means you are totally obsessed with this. It has taken over in you. You're running to it because that's all you think about day and night.
Okay,
God
hates that. Let me just take what happened to us last Sunday. We ate out on the west side of Denver. Mm-hmm. And then I took a car and we went through Golden.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, I haven't been to Black Hawk for years. Let's just go up and see what's going on.
Well, and Clear Creek Canyon is a beautiful
canyon. It really is gorgeous out
but.
West of Golden. So here we're driving through the mountains, and we get up there to Black Hawk. But it was so defiled that we didn't even want to go into a casino, even if you can get a prime rib for $1.95, you know.
That's
which,
right.
Which they, and I have a friend that's compromised, and he works up there, and I thought, oh, man, I wish he didn't work here, because that atmosphere soaks into you, and pretty soon you're hearing the dirty jokes, you're seeing all the behavior that goes on.
Yes. You're
and
compromising.
How are you going to keep from compromising?
Yeah.
It is an absolute impossibility, in my opinion.
Yeah. So we turned around and came back.
We didn't even get out of the car, did we?
No, we didn't.
No, we just drove around and headed out.
And so five, feet that run rapidly to evil. Boy, and were there people going up there? It was a constant stream of people going up there. The casinos, I mean, they're huge, Darren.
The buses.
Oh, they're taking millions and millions and millions of dollars out of the poor people's pockets. And that's so sad. Now, there are some people that go up there for enjoyment. And, if they're wealthy.
I would add another word to that. It's not just poor people. It's stupid people.
Well, yeah, unwise.
And a false witness who utters lies and one who spreads strife among brothers.
Ooh.
The Lord instructs us to stay away from this kind of people.
Yes.
He says, don't be with them. Don't run with them.
Yes. Oh. So you've seen already. Now, there are seven things that the Lord hates. And Proverbs also tells us not to have anything to do with the wicked and vengeful people who have agendas to only do harm. And in Proverbs 6:14, I'll try to find that while here, 6:14. Let's see. A worthless person, a wicked man. I'm going to start at verse 12 of Proverbs 6. A worthless person, a wicked man, is the one who walks with a false mouth, who winks with his eyes, who signals with his feet, who points with his fingers, who with perversity in his heart devises evil continually, who spreads strife. Therefore, his calamity will come suddenly, instantly he will broken in, there will be no healing. This is a wicked person. This is a person who has a revenge, always wanting revenge for something.
You know, we talked the other day about there was a tribe that lived next to Israel. They couldn't get Israel to compromise any other way, so they had a party.
Absolutely.
And pretty soon, you know, they were intermarrying, and Israel was taking on their gods and their lifestyle.
Yes.
And sometimes it's not just blatantly sinful, but we begin to look at it and say, well, now what is this really? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to challenge some of you that belong to various lodges and so on. What really goes on there? A lot of times there's a lot of drinking. There's a lot of game tables, card playing. And pretty soon you're not acting like a Christian, because you want to get along. If you're going to be a good member of that lodge or that organization, you can't go in there and just be obnoxious. You won't be accepted. So what happens? If you're going to be accepted, then you've got to do what they do. We're talking here about living the straight life. And I'll tell you, Barb and I have a ball. It's not that we just walk around all the time and we're just starchy and all that stuff. We're not that